KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 69 degrees here at Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Police, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded Monday afternoon to an anhydrous ammonia leak at West Central Cooperative on the northwest side of town. The call from 60511 Glacier Road came in around 1:23 p.m. Second Assistant Fire Chief Tim Cavill told KJAN News there was an obvious plume of anhydrous showing when they arrived on the scene.
Upon arrival, we noticed one of the nurse tanks was leaking. Figured out that it was the pressure gauge on top that had blew a seal. With the help of Pell Gas employees, we hooked up another tank, transferred all the liquid, had to use some water to make sure we dispersed the anhydrous away from the firefighters that were up on scene, and everything seems to be totally under control and no injuries and nothing was harmed.
Atlantic Police and Sheriff's deputies made sure the gas was not drifting toward town, and brisk winds helped to dissipate the fumes. If there had been no dispersion of the fumes, Campbell said it could have been a much different situation for people in the area because of the danger posed by the substance.
Make you quit breathing. It actually burns your lungs because it's so toxic and so cold. It's very dangerous, so that's why we take all precautions and had everybody in full SCBA gears and taped up sleeves and arms and legs. So we do everything we can to keep the guys safe.
Firefighters wrapped up their activities at the scene at around 2:40 p.m. Governor Terry Branstad has signed a proclamation aimed at extending cleanup efforts involved with the bird flu outbreak. Branstad signed a disaster emergency proclamation Monday for 18 Iowa counties adversely affected by the bird flu, including locally Adair, Madison, and Sac. It's effective until December 31st and extends a proclamation that was set to expire tomorrow. The proclamation is aimed at helping chicken and turkey producers with disposal and cleanup efforts on affected sites. The proclamation temporarily allows them to dispose of manure and compost from an affected site if the material is virus-free. The virus has infected more than 31.5 million birds in Iowa, mostly egg-laying chickens. The Glenwood Police Department reports two people were arrested on domestic abuse assault charges Sunday. 20-year-old Jessica Harvey and 52-year-old Mark Harvey, both of Glenwood, were taken into custody and held without bond in the Mills County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the family of a fallen Omaha police officer and Iowa native, Carrie Orozco, is being given a check for $215,000 from the sale of Carry On t-shirts. The 14,000-plus t-shirts were printed by Ideal Images of Omaha, where President Peter McCann says he's amazed at how quickly they sold.
In all honesty, my goal was $10,000. You know, so to hit 14, we're still selling t-shirts. You know, so who knows?
The company teamed up with Iowa-based Hy-Vee grocery store chain to sell the shirts, and they've also been popular online and are continuing to sell nationwide. McCann says he wanted to do his part.
It's being able to do these things. It's really, to me, what I really like being in business. This is, you know, pretty rewarding to be able to be a part of. Our staff works so hard. It's like, what time you need me? You know, and also the off-duty police officers, they were coming in on the Saturday afterwards, and they were wanting to make deliveries.
The 29-year-old Orozco was shot to death while serving an arrest warrant in May. The suspect was also killed. Orozco was a native of Walnut and a resident of Council Bluffs. She left behind a husband, two stepchildren, and a newborn baby girl. That new daughter, Olivia, was born several months premature in February and was due to come home from the hospital the day after Orozco was killed. In our funeral announcements, Opal Smith, age 91, of Griswold and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Opal Smith will be held today at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church in Elliott. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Wanda Lou Blomquist, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wanda Lou Blomquist will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Jerome Cron, age 91, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Jerome Cron will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Smith, age 92, of Creston, died Sunday at the VA hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Donald Smith will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert Studelberg, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life services for Robert Studelberg will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Newberry, age 57, of Greenfield, died Saturday at his home. A funeral mass for Stephen Newberry will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. William Bill Thompson, age 67, who's formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Cedar Rapids. Services for Bill Thompson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dolores Stevens, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Dolores Stevens are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Max Town, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Max Town are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.